The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, March 29th. We've got two topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Liz Schmidt, the League of Women Voters. Good to have you here, Liz.
Thank you very much.
Now, we've got an election coming up next week.
We're so excited.
April 3rd.
It's two days after spring break, right between Palm Sunday and Easter. What could be better than going out and voting?
Okay. I tell you what, could be better is the fact that we have the right to get out and vote.
Right.
And I hope
right.
that everybody will exercise that right
we
on
do
Tuesday.
Too. We do, too. We need voters.
Now, is every community having an election, or could there be somebody listening to us that will not have an election?
It's possible. Boone County has a couple of water districts that are going to have elections. The Fire Protection District has an election, but it turns out there's no competition. The hospital board is having an election.
But there's no competition. So whoever's on that ballot is going to win one vote.
That's right. But the city of Columbia has Ward 2 and Ward 6, which is competition. And the school district, Columbia School District, has four candidates for two slots. You vote for two. And they are having a bond issue and a tax issue.
Okay.
So it's very important.
So the city of Columbia has got a lot to vote on.
That's right. And the school district, which is a little bigger than the city of Columbia, also has an election for their bond issue and their candidates.
Okay. Anything in particular that you wanted to mention?
Well, I think the school district would like us to mention that the tax issue goes to increase teacher pay, to help staff the new high school, which is coming up fast, and they would like to give an increase, I think, to the people like the janitors and the secretaries and what would be non-academic people but have not had a raise for several years.
Now, what happens if that doesn't pass?
Well, they will have to continue cutting. They've been cutting for the last 2-3 years. They've cut a lot of staff positions. People like me don't want to see the music program cut and the athletic program. All of those extracurricular programs, though some of them are classes, and they've had to cut a lot in the elementary
schools. So the important thing is to exercise your right to vote.
Right.
Let your voice be heard however you feel.
That's right.
Okay. That will be April the 3rd.
That's right.
Next Tuesday. The polls open at
6 a.m. We get there at 4:30.
Oh, you're a judge?
Yes. We have to get there early.
So you open at 6 o'clock and they close
at 7.
Okay. Okay.
And if you're in line at 7 or got your toe in the door, you can vote.
Okay. I was a little disappointed in the last election, the low turnout that we had. Now, I voted in Harrisburg. We got there, I think it was around noon, and I think I was 7 or 8
day. You would have been the noon rush.
Right.
That's what we would say. Oh, here comes the 10 o'clock rush. And it'd be one person.
All right. If people want more information, League of Women Voters, what do they do?
And the best one to call is Show Me Boone on your website. Show Me Boone.
Oh, go to www.showmeboone/clerk. Okay.
And you can type in your name, find out where you're registered to vote, if you're registered to vote. And if you're not, you'll find out you're not, and don't bother going to the polls.
Okay.
But please register.
But hopefully, thank you very much, Liz. Good to have you here.
Yes.
All right. Liz Schmidt. Now I turn. I've got another Liz over here. Liz Burks. And we have Jill McReynolds, too.
Good to see you.
Both of you here.
Hi.
And you're here to talk about No Kill Columbia. This is something that you have been working on for a long time. It's something that you feel very strongly about. Why don't you explain to the listeners what we're talking about?
No Kill Columbia is a newly formed organization. We're a group of animal-loving Columbia citizens who have been involved in animal welfare, as you say, either as volunteers, past employees, supporters of all the numerous organizations in our community. And we came to the conclusion that something needed to be done because we feel that there are too many healthy, adoptable, and treatable animals' lives being taken. And there's a fabulous new model of sheltering out there that other communities have adopted and are saving enormous percentages of animals in their communities by following certain steps of this new model of sheltering.
Mm-hmm. Isn't, Liz, one of the most important things? It starts with each and every one of us being educated how important it is to spay and neuter our pets. It's totally irresponsible to have a pet and to allow it to run loose and not spay. And first, it's irresponsible to let it run loose, but then not spaying and neutering, because that is adding to the population.
It does tremendously. There are, unfortunately, in our community, we don't have a lot of options. The shelter does provide low-cost spay and neuter, but they only have one veterinarian, and so between altering the animals that they're adopting out, as well as helping out other rescues, getting their animals fixed before they adopt their animals out, it leaves a very small window for the public. Unfortunately, if you go to your local veterinarian, it's going to cost $100 or more, and there's many people out there who can't afford it. So after our event that's coming up, this is something that our group wants to focus on, how we can provide low-cost
spaying and neutering.
Okay. Another option for our community.
Tell me about the event, because we're just about out of time. It's this coming Sunday. Right? This coming Sunday. What is it?
April 1st. It's the Meet Your Match Mega Adopt-a-thon. It's going to be out at the old Mid-City Lumber Building.
It's a mega match-a-thon?
If you are looking for an animal, you come out and we will make a love connection for you.
A mega match-a-thon.
Yes.
This coming Sunday, and there will be many animals that will
be
available for
you. Over 200 cats and dogs out there, and people come in, they'll take a survey to see what kind of personality match with the animal that they are, and they'll be a green person, an orange person, or a purple person.
Okay.
And the animals have all been evaluated before they get to the event, and they all fall in the same color categories.
Okay, so this is going to be at what time?
10 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m.
And it will be at the old Mid-City
Lumber Company.
On Route B.
Yes. On Route B, just north of Hathman Village.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having both. Mark it down this coming Sunday. The Mega Matchathon.
That's right.
We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Coyote Hills Christian Children's Home and Bradford Farms. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.